Divrei Torah, Masudas Haidah, Shabbos Parshas Toldos, Oid Hashem, Oid Befi, B'Seich Rabbe Mahalalenu, to be Masbeh, a bit the Inyan of a Haidah, giving Shvach Vaidah to the Rabbanu Shalayna. The Mizmar that we give Shvach Vaidah is Mizmar L'Saidah, Hariu L'Hashem Kol Ha'oretz. Be'emes, this Inyan of Havaya, the Shem Havaya, one sees closely linked with the Inyan of Haidah. One has to understand the Kesha between the Inyan of Haidah and the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vavke. The Gemara says in Brachas that the first person in Tanakh who's recorded to have given Haidah to Hashem is Leah. Leah said, Hapam Oides Hashem. When Yehuda was born, she said, Hapam Oides Hashem. Yehuda carries the letters Yudkei Vavkei. And the Sephorna there already is Mekasha, this idea of Haidah with Yudkei Vavkei. What's Taka the Kesha between Haidah and Yudkei Vavkei? Similarly, in this Mizmar Asoida, there's four times the Shem Havaya mentioned. Chazal say that Kenega the Arba, the four people who have to bench Goyimel nowadays, four people have to bring a Korban Toida. Each person has connected, each person is a Shem Havaya. One sees again, the Shem Havaya is connected to the Inyan of Haidah. In Halel, which Halel and Haidah are also obviously related, Halel begins, Halel was Shem Havaya. Yehi Shem Havaya Mevorech Matav Adonai. So again, one sees time and time again the Kesha between the Inyan of Haidah and the Inyan of Yudkei Vavkei. What's the Kesha? And we know there's Shem Elikim, which is Midas Adin, and the Shem Havaya. The Shem Elikim is Gematria, Elikim is Gematria Hateva. That corresponds to the Bria. Hashem created this world, Bereishis Bara Elikim. And in this world, in Teva, everything has its Gvul, everything has its Tzimtzum, everything has its beginning, everything has its end. Everything in this Bria comes to its end. Hamitzad the Shem Elikim, there's a gvul, and everything comes to an end. The Yudkei Vavkei is Hoya Hoyve Veyie. In the same way as there's no beginning, there's no end, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is the Shem of Netzach. In this week's parasha, Parsha's told us, we see the two brothers, Esav and Yaakov. Esav is Bechinas Gvura. It's the Gvura of Ra, as we know, Admoini, Al-Khar B'chotichye. Ve'emes Esav is the Bechina of Midas HaGvura. It's a Midas HaGvura that went wrong. Oh, it's a Midas HaGvura. It's a Shem Elikim. And Esav says, Hine Anoichi Hoylech Lomus. Comes to an end. Mitzad Midas HaGvura that comes to an end. Yaakov Avinu we know is Midas HaRachamim, which is Yudkei Vavkei. And about Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu Lo Yimeis. So the contrast between Esav and Yaakov is that Esav shayach to Gvura, to the Shem Elikim, and therefore everything comes to a sof. Hinei Anoichi Hoylech Lomos. Esav's Hinei Anoichi Hoylech Lomos is mitzad klipa. Yaakov Avinu is also Yitzchok Avinu is also midas adin. Also, there's a bechina of Loich Hoylech Lomos bekedusha. Heilige Tefer Shloimeh Schusi Yogan Leinu writes that the Yitzchok spells the letters Kotz Chai. That he was caught. He didn't enjoy his life down here in Lamaze. He was waiting to go beyond. He was waiting to leave and to go into a different chayim. Also, bechin of hoylech lomos. Midas haGvura is the midas Hashem created Olam Hazeh with, and Olam Hazeh has its gvulim and it comes to a sof, and it's a bechin of hoylech lomos. That's the Shem Elikim, midas haGvura, midas haDin. However, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, which is midas haRachamim, is hoya hoyve v'yeh. It's always where one sees that the Shem Havaya is related to the Inyan of Tamidis, the Inyan of continuity, the Inyan of Netzach. The Avoid of Yudkei Vavkei is Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi. A person has to picture the Yudkei Vavkei, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi, Somid. Mitzad the Yudkei Vavkei, it's a Avoid of Tamidis, it's an Avoid of Tomid Loilam. Yehi Shem Havaya Mevoirach, Me'atav Adoilam. So one sees that the shame Yudkei Vavkei is a shame that's la'olam, that corresponds to Nitzchias. So Memela, therefore, somebody who's in a matzav of a sakana, and chas v'shalom, if the Shem Elikim, the Midas Adin, is shaylit, he can chas v'shalom come to an end. Is therefore a person has to be mamshech the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem of Nitzchi, is the Shem of continuity, and that, and when a person is mamshech the Bechinas Shem Havaya, then he's mamshech the Inyan of Tomid, he's mamshech the Inyan of Me'ata Ba'adoylam, he's mamshech the Inyan of Nitzchi, and then and when a person is mamshech that, that's the Bechin of Refuah. Shem Havaya is the Shem of Refuah. Al pi Kabbalah, the Shem Havaya is the Shem Tiferes, is Keneged Tiferes, Keneged Yaakov Avinu, and Tiferes is the Shem of Refuah. The Bracha of Rafa'inu Shmanesu is Keneged Tiferes. The whole Inyan of Yudke Vovke is a Bechina of Refuah, because it takes away the Sakana, which brings a person to a Soif Chas V'Shal. And it takes a person away from that, and it's Mamshech the Yudke Vovke, and it's Mamshech the Yiyah, it's Mamshech the Nitzchias, it's Mamshech the future. Mitzrayim was the place of Machlis, of illnesses. Like it says, Kol HaMachla Shasanti B'Mitzrayim Le'yosu Malach. Because Mitzrayim, Paroi was moided to the Shem Elikim. The Paroi denied the Shem Yudke Vovke, as he said, Mi Havaya, Hasheeshma Bekoile. So therefore, if a person lives with the Shem Elikim without the Yudke Vovke, Chas V'Shanu, so that's the Bechina of a Machla. And if Hashem says, Kol HaMachla Shasanti B'Mitzrayim Le'yosu Malach, Ki Ani Havaya Refecha. So Mimela, with that we can come back and understand Bichlal, the connection between Haidah and Yudke Vovke, and the first time Tak it's born in the Torah is Lagabi Yehuda, Hapam Oides Hashem, to understand why Dafke Yehuda is the Shoresh of Haidah. First of all, Haidah, as we just said, ties into Yudke Vovke for that reason. It brings the Nitzchias. The Haidah is that it brings the Nitzchias into the Bechina, into whatever you're thanking Hashem for. Yehuda is taka the Netzach. Yehuda is taka the Sheresh of Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, that comes from Yehuda. Yehuda is Haidah. Yehuda carries the letters of the Shem Yudke Vovke in him. So the Haidah of Yehuda is the Hamshacha of Yudke Vovke, which is Hamshacha by Yehuda, Lo'ilam Netzach Netzachim, Bechinas David Melech Yisrael, Chai Vekayim, Bechinas Mashiach ben David. And that's the pshat in the Mizmor HaSoida. Mizmor HaSoida, Hariul Havaya Kol Haaretz. It's blasting a Yudke Vovke to the Kol Haaretz. And therefore it says, Du'u ki Havaya hu Elikim. The Bemis, a person's got to realize that behind the Shem Elikim there's a Havaya. And the person's got to be Mamshech that Havaya in order to bring the Nitzchias, which is how the Mizmor ends. Ki Tev Hashem la'olam chastoy v'ad doy v'doy remunosoy. The Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, that denied the Shem Elikim, denied the Shem Havaya, his taka, they were brought to their soif in the Yamsuf, their soif. And Klal Yisrael, who were mamshech the Shem Havaya upon themselves, is fakir by the Shiras Hayam. There's only a Shem Yudke Vovke there. And sees the Shem Yudke and Yudke Vovke repeated numerous times in the Shiras Hayom. Shiras Hayom was the place of Biru between the Malachim that drowned in the Yom Suf because they denied the Shem Havaya. To Klal Yisrael, it was Mamshech the Shem Havaya, and therefore they saw the Nitzchias Oz Yashem Moshe, says Rashi Mikan Remez Latchias Amesim in Ator. So, till now we've explained that if you mamshech the chelek of Yihyeh, of the Yudke Vovke, it's mamshech Yeshuas, it's mamshech, it brings down Refuas. What about the Hoya? Hari Yudke Vovke is Hoya Hoive V'Yeh. The Helek Svasemes writes, in the Indian of Haidah, that what's the difference between Halal and Haidah? So he says, Halal, the person saying Halal on the Nes. Haidah is when the person sees the Yeshua after Shas Tzara, he sees that he's not only Margish, the Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of there, but he also appreciates that everything he went through and all the Tzar that he went through, Lemafreya, retroactively, was also part of the Yeshua, was also for the good, and that's Shah Haidah according to the Svasemis. So, Mela, since we just said that Haidah and Yudke Vovke go hand in hand, Yehuda is Haidah, Oida Hashem, and he carries the Yudke Vovke with him. Therefore, the pshat is the yihye. Pshat is the yihye of the yutke vavke. When a person sees the Yeshua, when a person's mamshech the Shem Havai, and he sees the Yeshua, so then he sees not only the Yeshua, but he's including when the yihye comes down. So the yihye as megala reveals retroactively what the hoya was as well. That the hoya, whatever he went through until now, was all the toiva. Oidcha ki anisoni ki yudua, that ki anisoni has two pshatim. Oidcha, thank you that you answered me, and thank you that you afflicted me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Yeshua, then the Mafreya comes out. Rachim and the Chasadim.